For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
With Cam Ward, I know you've watched him, and I want to pump the brakes a little bit because I haven't seen him play in this division against this type of teams, SEC teams, ACC teams.
Y'all brought in this great quarterback, and we have to see what happens. Everything's around Cam Ward, this team, Mario Cristobal getting this team going back to that old Canes thing. Well, we've heard that too many times. Y'all are favored in games, but I understand that. But I told you, I'm not betting either way because of the fact that these are two teams that have a bunch of new players trying to figure out what's going on. There is an advantage for me and the Gators playing in Gainesville. 96,000 plus screaming and yelling. Has Cam Ward seen that at Washington State, whatever the hell he was? I'm telling you, Hawk, who is going to walk out there and see this crowd in Gainesville? It's not going to be as easy as you think. This ain't no cakewalk.
23-9 in college football playing against the West Coast garbage-ass team? Listen, I hope Cam Ward becomes Cam Newton. I really do. But you do not know what he is. That could have been against Rice. What if he had 5 touchdowns against Rice? Do those count? But he's transferring, so he wasn't balling wherever the hell he was. What was it, Wisconsin or Nebraska, some damn where? Where was he at?
I think it was like Washington or
Washington
something.
Washington State.
Washington State, and obviously somebody was playing over him.
But I'm saying it's not going to be as easy as y'all think it is. These are two teams that they don't know who they are, and we're going to figure it out next Saturday.
Who was that butt wipe?
Is this the guy who wants us to buy his seasonings?
Man. I didn't say all that. Was that AI? That had to be AI.
That was ASS. Oh, man. You are lucky FSU is as bad as they are because it takes a little bit of the focus of how bad your team is.
Oh, goodness gracious. FSU will run us out of a stadium. Are
man,
you kidding me?
We did a show yesterday, Solana and I. Crowder was off, and so we haven't talked about it with Crowder yet. I mean, you had to be, Solana put that together, about you talking about Cam Ward. You had to be impressed with what you saw from him, right? What were your impressions?
Cam Ward, the Heisman hopeful, all that stuff, it's legit. That last touchdown, running to his left, letting that thing go, BB on the back of it, bro, Cam Ward is legit. He has a arm. And he makes it look so easy.
He looked casual, right? Like it was, but that's a guy who, I was saying this yesterday, that's a guy who obviously trusts his own abilities, but also trusts the team that he has around him. But he looked like just casual when he would drop back.
Restrepo's touchdown, that wasn't 10 yards. That was 30 in the air on a rope. I honestly can't even, you know. I was wrong. I don't say that very often, and I love the montage, Solana, go to hell. Bro, Cam Ward is legit. And Gino told us, I told you the thing that scared me when Gino said, he was like, you know, he's my friend. He was like, hey, Channing, just let me know. I'm going to let you know. He can spin it now. He can spin it. Listen, Cam Ward is a bad man. I'm not going to lie to you. Cam can play.
I said yesterday, and now after having watched last night's FSU game, it is just a great time to be a Hurricane right now when it comes to football in the state of Florida, because I think the toughest Canes game in state is either going to be FAMU this Saturday or USF in a couple of weeks. FSU looks like straight up garbage.
Ugalagalele, whatever his name is.
Ugalagalele had, what is the backstory? John Michael is going to join us today. He can probably tell us. Was FSU in the mix for Cam Ward? And he ended up choosing UM, so they got DJ Ugalele.
Is that the story? Because boy,
I don't know.
They got the wrong one.
I don't know. We'll have John Michaels explain it. But
I don't need to see any more games. They got the wrong guy.
Your Gators team.
Terrible.
I mean, I don't know how dominant the Hurricanes are or how bad that Gators team is, but that was laying an egg in front of 90,000 fans. But you kind of knew what to expect. Like everything that we'd heard going into this matchup, that Cam Ward, like you said, can spin it, and that the Gators, their total wins for the season was set at 4.5. Like, because the pundits got it wrong with FSU.
Yeah.
They're 0-2. They got it wrong with FSU. They seem to have gotten it right with the Gators and the University of Miami, because that game played out kind of the scenario that a lot of people were saying that it would.
If you don't put the DJ Lagway in that game, that's a Eastern Carolina score. That's a 40-3 game.
Are Gators fans calling for him now? Do they want him to be the starter?
I was wrong on Cam. I was right on Mertz. I've been saying it. I told them start DJ Lagway from the beginning. Yes. And if they're not, they're crazy. Graham Mertz was confused.
Oh, breaking news here. Going on, Solana? I haven't even looked. Just play out the breaking news bed. We paid for it, so we want to get every second out of it.
Guys, correct me if I'm wrong. How many teams make the new updated college football playoff format again this year?
12? Mm-hmm. 12. Is the new poll released?
Right. The Miami Hurricanes are number 12 in the AP poll. They beat
Let's
the Cardinals.
Go! Let's go!
Oh. Woo!
Let's go!
Well deserved.
Be in the top 10, in my opinion.
Oh, well deserved. They will be.
Although you open the season and beat a cupcake like Florida, there's only so many spots you can move up.
Listen, man, it wasn't just a win. It was a butt whooping. They could have scored 60. They could have scored.
I felt that way.
They could have. How do you have to take your foot off the gas on the Gators at home? It was ridiculous, man. No, they have something put together physically too. They were choking us to death. The defense.
Well, that was the thing I was saying yesterday. You had talked about so many times, you know, about the size on the offensive line, defensive line. That offensive line for the Miami Hurricanes was as impressive as hell.
We couldn't do anything in that defensive line. Man, when we had the throw, man, Mertz was back there looking crazy. He couldn't even take his hand off the ball. He wasn't even thinking about throwing it. He was thinking about getting hit in the back of his head every time. It was impressive. I'll tell you, they are justified 12, and they'll be top 10 here in no time. They can play ball.
Yeah, how does the poll look, Solana? So it's I'm guessing Georgia's one still, and then what?
Georgia is number one, as you mentioned. Ohio State jumps up to number two. They played Akron, I believe. It was an easy victory. Texas is up to number three. They play a big matchup this week on the road at Michigan. Michigan also in the top 10. They're number 10. In fact, Alabama's number four. Notre Dame, big-time victory at College Park Station this week. So they move up from 7-5. Ole Miss, number six. Oregon, number seven. Penn State, they beat West Virginia, up to 8. Missouri, 9. Michigan, 10. Utah is 11. The Miami Hurricanes are 12. And USC went from 20 to number 13. They beat the 13th-ranked LSU Tigers. So they move up precipitously as well. I'm just looking here, gentlemen. FSU out of the top 25.
Oh, I couldn't see that coming.
What?
They should be out of the ACC. They should. The ACC should turn around and counter-sue them. We want you to leave now.
We embarrassed you. We embarrassed you last year, huh? Yeah. Well, what are you doing to us this year?
They should get relegated to the FCS.
Relegate them.
They're bad.
Bum team.
Bums.
And I'm just
who'd you say is ranked above UM?
Above UM. So UM is 12. 11 is Utah.
Now what's their team name?
The Utes.
A two what?
Utes.
A two what? Like Solano was actually looking back at the bowl, like I was trying to
bite that line every time. He gets me too.
The second I read it, I'm like, oh man, I know where this is going.
To what?
I'm gonna bite that.
What is
every
a
time.
Ute?
Pretty much half of the teams in the top 25, the Florida Gators still have left on their schedule this season.
Bro, this Gators team, and FSU, I mean, we are looking at a complete, like, seismic shift in the way the major colleges are looked at in Florida when it comes to football, because the nation is talking about UM. Mm-hmm. I said this yesterday, like, people love when a team like the Canes goes into Gainesville and does what they did on Saturday. People are on notice, and it's a fairly easy schedule. So you've got FAMU this Saturday, then it's Ball State. Mm-hmm. And then who is it? Is it Georgia Tech after that, Solana?
USF after that on the road.
USF
at
after
James.
That.
Yeah.
Come on, Bulls. Let's go, Bulls. Gotta cheer for somebody. These damn Gators gonna let me down all year.
You got a lot of stuff to get to today. We're gonna play the Don Bailey Jr. calls today. He worked in 4 calls on the broadcast Saturday. I've heard from Solana that they are very good. I'm excited to hear them. John Michaels is gonna join us. I want to make sure we have enough time with him. He was in Gainesville. So let's begin today's show with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Yeah, DJ Uyunglele. Not Ugalele, as you guys
know.
Not Ugalele. Uyunglele.
I live bet FSU last night. They went down. It was 14-0. I live bet them +2.5. Really Whittingham's fault because he live bet them. And then I was like, oh, this makes sense. They'll come back. So I live bet them +2.5, and the team is just garbage.
Well, I blame you for everything last night, Hawk, because I'm sitting at Sports Grill. They have DirecTV at Sports Grill. I'm there for my fantasy football live draft. DirecTV and Disney right now are on the outs. You can't watch ESPN if you have DirecTV. So they can't even show the game there. So I'm checked out of this game totally. I'm doing my fantasy football draft. Hawk Texas that he picked FSU.
And I live bet him.
And I said, you know what? That's a great bet, brother. So I live bet FSU also. I live bet FSU also. But now I'm watching this game. I pull it up on my phone. I'm not paying attention to my draft. FSU doesn't cover. And my draft grade came back from Yahoo Sports. I drafted an F-plus team, according to Yahoo Sports. So Hawk or Chris Whittingham, go to hell.
Well, FSU got a F-plus quarterback in the portal with his ukulele.
I hit him in the head in the middle of the night. New Mexico versus Arizona. I don't even remember what day it was. This quarterback for New Mexico had 68 rushing yards, 300 yards passing in 6 minutes. And they're like, oh, you never know, New Mexico. Man, I was like, there's no way this kid can keep this up.
You know what I bet yesterday? Yesterday on the show, I was looking at Dolphins player props for Sunday. The over under on Tua rushing yards is 2.5. And I bet the house during the show yesterday on Tua rushing over, because that's going to last 1 week. He's going to rush for 14, 15 yards, and his over under is going to be set 9, 10, 11, rest of the season. 2.5, no chance. Dude's going to eclipse that in the first quarter.
I'm jumping on with you, baby. I'm riding this train with you. I like this one.
I like that one. That's a faulty line. All right, let's get headlines here with Solana.
Yeah, so for those of you who were out of pocket yesterday, didn't listen to the show, obviously the Miami Hurricanes did win 41-17 was the final score over the weekend. Cam Ward, we talked about it yesterday, 350 yards in the air, the most by a Miami Hurricanes quarterback in their debut since at least 1980.
Ooh. That's special.
It is special.
And like you're saying, his numbers aren't going to go down. It's not like they're playing any choke him out defenses coming up here soon. He's going to be in the Heisman race.
This is an epically easy schedule. It just is.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm speaking out of pocket there, right? I mean, it is. FSU obviously is going to be a tough game. Not as tough as you thought it was going to be, but it's always tough when you play FSU. Who else is on that schedule, Solana, that
Clemson's boo-boo.
Well, they don't even play Clemson this
year. They don't even play Clemson.
Oh,
we talked about it. Their toughest games, I know it sounds crazy, but their first conference game is Virginia Tech. That's a team that
Vatek
always
lost to Vanderbilt.
I realize outright. That, Hawk, but
no, I was telling Crowder.
Yeah.
Is it at Tech? Is it at Tech?
No, it's at Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah.
It's a Friday night, right?
I believe so, yes. It is. It is.
Come on.
You're at Cal, first time you play them in ACC action, and then you're at Louisville back-to-back week. So you get Vatek at home, at Cal, at Louisville, and then you host Florida State. After that, I mean, it's teams you should beat. Duke at home, Georgia Tech on the road. They're ranked, by the way. I think they're 23rd. They're 2-0 this season. Wake Forest at home, and then you finish out the season at Syracuse. I mean, you take care of business. I guess you beat Georgia Tech and FSU. I mean, you could be looking at a situation where the Canes run the table this season.
No, the OG going to have about 5 on y'all in Syracuse game.
Tell you what. First catch, Tutty.
He's healthy.
Just a couple other local things. Dolphins, they practiced yesterday. Tomorrow we get the first Dolphins injury report. We, of course, have NFL football Thursday and Friday. Dolphins, Jaguars, 1 p.m. on Sunday. We made it, fellas. Football season is here.
Yes, sir. In fact, my Tua rushing over, my little suggestion to you. That is our training camp report, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future.
Hawk, you said you got 2.5?
2.5.
How much did you bet? It's 3.5. You moved the line.
No, but I said it on the air yesterday, and people were texting in. I'm going to take that bet.
Okay.
So it went up a yard.
Yep. I still took it at 3.5, though.
Yep. That's funny as hell. I'm telling you, because what is we looked at Trevor Lawrence's. What was his, like 16, 11 and a half, 12 and a half?
I think it was 16, like 16
and a half. Yeah. 15 and a half right now.
Yeah. I think Tua, I mean, I've said it. I mean, I think he's going to be rushing. I think he's going to – not rushing. I think he's going to be scrambling. I think he's going to be looking to scramble where in the past season he did not look to scramble. And that's, I mean, 2.5, 3.5 yards seems very doable.
He's not running Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts plays, but on a 3rd and 3, go get 4 yards. I'm with
exactly.
You.
Yep.
Los Modelins, they're back at it tonight. They'll play a 2-game set versus the Washington Nationals. 6:40 p.m. First pitch from Lone Depot Park. And just a bit of inner Miami news. I know Hawk and I touched on it yesterday, but Luis Suarez, starting forward for inner Miami, your leading goal scorer, did officially announce his retirement from national team duties with Uruguay. He'll play his final game on Friday. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. He'll continue playing for Inter Miami, by the way. I probably should have prefaced all of that by saying that. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows, they will drop into the upper 70s. A bit rainy today as well. That's your weather.
All right. So we're going to have some fun today. Obviously, we'll talk some Canes, Gators. We'll start looking ahead towards Dolphins, Jags. And we will play the Don Bailey Jr. calls from Saturday's game. There's 4 of them. And he got off to a good start to the season, as did the Hurricanes. So we have that. But John Michaels will join us in the next segment from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. But you know he's a huge Hurricanes fan. He was at the Canes-Gators game in Gainesville, and he has been chomping at the bit, no pun, to get on the air and talk his talk to Crowder. And Crowder will have to sit here and take it, because that's how sports works.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know John has been playing this on a loop since about 4:30 Saturday. Yeah. When it became very clear that the Hurricanes were going to have their way with your team, Crowder.
Hey, John, how the Falcons going to be this year?
Keep that talk for another day. John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. John Michaels hosts mornings at 680 The Fan in Atlanta, but he grew up in South Florida. Mm-hmm. He is the world's biggest Canes fan. By the way, if you're looking for new Canes gear, make sure you check out all the merchandise they have at Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive right next to La Spada's. You can check them out online at caneswear.com. I know John Michaels was repping the U in Gainesville on Saturday. How you feeling? A few couple days, I guess, removed from the ass kicking that we all wanted to see, John.
I thought you were going to come back with that stupid Tom Petty song that they play at the end of the third quarter, because that's the last time I saw Gator fans in their own building. There must have been like a 2-for-1 Walmart sale or something going on, because they sang that stupid song and they beelined out of there in their Chevy Corsica or whatever the hell they're driving, and they were gone. Oh, my God, they got the hell up out of there. It was awesome. Shout out to Caneswear, by the way. Brett and Jeff and all the guys over there, they threw a great party Friday night. May have had a couple of too many. I hung out with them on Saturday a little bit. They were over by where our tailgate was, you know, selling merchandise and doing everything there. But what a weekend, man. Miami looks legit, and I know we're going to dive into all of that. Crowder, God bless you. I don't know how you spent 3 years in Gainesville, because that place, miserable.
Hell, you were there with a 30-point beatdown. It was going to be terrible there. All around Tebow's years. Tebow's years were a little better. Hey, John, with the crowd, did they think we weren't going to get our ass whooped? Because I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to be that bad. But I didn't think we were going to get whooped like that.
I don't think anybody did. I'm the biggest Miami fan in the world. I never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd win 41-17. I said 27-20. I thought it was going to be close. The Florida fans, you know, honestly, I was expecting to walk into, you know, like a hornet's nest where people were just going to be ready to attack. For the most part, maybe it was Florida fans were intimidated by how Miami fans look. But for the most part, even Friday night when we were walking around, I guess, the club and bar area, they were cool as can be. You know, they were just expecting a pretty good game. And even in the crowd, they were pretty laid back. Once it got out of hand, and even after the touchdown run to make it 17-10, it almost felt like they knew they were losing this game. It was like their false hope was completely out the window. I've been there. I've been at enough Miami games recently where I felt the same way, walked in, chest puffed out, and then a team punched us in the throat, and then things went sideways. But I think pretty early on they realized they're not even close to in the same class is Miami. They were booing. There were people cheering for DJ Lagway before he came in the game. So, yeah, it went sideways in a hurry for Billy Napier and company. And Mario Cristobal, my goodness, what an unbelievable job putting together a great roster. That team is for real, and they got a good chance to make some big noise this entire year.
Yeah, what were your first impressions of Cam Ward? You saw him live there, and, you know, we had had this conversation for a couple weeks on the air where Crowder was saying, hey, I haven't seen it in the ACC or in a opposing, stadium with 90,000 screaming people. That dude was so impressive looking, but I'm wondering what your impressions were seeing him live.
Probably everything that you saw on TV and then some. Cool, calm, collected, had a little bit of Pat Mahomes in him with the different arm angles, was reading everything, had swagger, like legit swagger. On the Mark Fletcher touchdown run, I don't know if you guys could see it, he literally points at the big 400-pound kid and goes, we're coming right there. Like, we're running right at your big ass, we're going to run you over, and Mark Fletcher went right over the top. From the very first play, and it may have been the first play, he escapes a little bit to the right and just saunters out of bounds, like toying with Florida. Hey, I'm just going to walk out of bounds because I don't want to get hit, which is perfectly fine. You knew the guy was in control. And then I think the biggest drive for me of the whole game, and it really kind of encapsulated what the team could be and what he's all about. You get Montrell Johnson hits a 71-yard touchdown. It's 17-10. The crowd gets a little bit loud because they feel like they're back in it. And Cam Ward goes right down the field. He hits Horton on a third down throw where he drops it in the bucket. And then he finds Xavier Restrepo in between two guys and puts it on a rope for a touchdown. Game was over right then. We walked into halftime and knew there was no chance Florida was coming back. That dude is he's going to be somebody's NFL starter sooner rather than later. And I'm super happy that we have him for a year. And I hope the NCAA comes up with some rule where we can keep him for like 3 years. Cause I don't want this guy to only be here for 15 or 16 games.
And John, the thing is, we know you brought up Restrepo, and yeah, them throws were amazing, but those weapons, hell, I could get separation against the Florida DBs, to be honest. But we know Ward can spin it, but when they get to the, let's say they get to the college football playoff and they're playing, you're up in Atlanta, like the Georgia teams. Do you think, what was it, Arroyo, Horton? There were some guys I've never heard of that were making plays. Are those weapons good enough in that back end?
Yeah, I think they are, because Jacoby George didn't have a big game. He only had two catches, although he did catch that great touchdown on the back line. That was an 800-yard receiver a year ago. Sam Brown actually had a couple of balls that popped in and out of his hand. He's a kid who was an 800-yard receiver a year ago. Neither one of them had great games. Arroyo, people have been talking about for a few years, and I think he dealt with some injuries and some other stuff. That kid can fly. Then you have Elijah Lofton, who caught a late pass and ran for about 35 yards. I think all of those dudes can be guys that don't have to be the guy, but you now have to account for. I saw a stat, Crowder, that last year I think Miami's tight ends had 9 catches, 158 yards, and maybe one touchdown combined for the whole year. They had that, and they matched that on Saturday. So you find different weapons. You have different things to work with. The offensive line was fantastic, and you don't have a quarterback back there like TVD a year ago that was petrified to throw the ball where he needed to. So I think you've got something sustainable. Can you beat a Georgia? Hell, I don't know. That's 15 weeks from now. But what I saw in week number one, we're not afraid of anybody in the SEC. Seeing the slop that's going on in the ACC, and we got to get to Florida State and their candy asses sooner rather than later. This team legitimately could be 12-0. This team legitimately, as long as Cam Ward stays healthy, is going to be a team that nobody wants to play in the college football playoff.
I think we all felt good for Mario on Saturday. I asked this of Will Manso yesterday because it was just one game and it's against, admittedly, a weak Florida team. But is that one game enough to say, yeah, this is exactly why Mario was brought here? Because the recruiting has been great. And now you're seeing the improvements on the field, like you're reaping the benefits of those rewards. So was Saturday enough for everyone who was disappointed with the first couple of seasons of Mario, was Saturday enough to say, yeah, now I get it. I see the big picture.
Yeah, it was absolute validation. And I will tell you from field level, and I walked down to the first row while they were warming up and coming in and out of the tunnel, they look like an SEC team. I know I had heard Josh Pate say that when he had been down to Green Tree and went to practice, but until you see it with your eyes, they look like they belong. You're talking about a massive offensive line. We played a defensive game without our best defensive player for all but one play, and I had friends up here that go, oh, dude, we didn't even know Bane got hurt. Like, that's how – I don't want to say he's replaceable because the kid's a stud, but you rolled in a Tyler Barron. You rolled in an Elijah Alston. You just rolled in Akeem Mesidor. They looked the part. Now, the validation continues for the next 15 weeks. If they wet the bed against Virginia Tech and they go 8-4, those questions are still going to arise. But looking at it field level, the talent acquisition can never be questioned. He allowed his coordinators to coach the game. There's no way that was a conservative Mario Cristobal game when you're up 38-17 and you run a reverse pass that should have been a touchdown, except X just had a bad throw trying to hit Horton down on a deep crossing route. That looked like a blank you to everybody that's questioned me all offseason. To guys like John Michaels, me, who were mad at me for not taking a knee. That's a screw all of you guys. I'm going to show you what I put together. And as long as they continue to go out and win football games, it's exactly why he's brought there. And this thing is sustainable. This is not a one-year flash in the pan like Mike Norvell and Florida State. Once they're winning, and I think this year's the year they're winning, as long as they can continue to find a guy under center that can be a quarterback, they're going to be good for a long, long time.
John, if Florida and Florida State combine rosters, could they beat UM? Florida State is terrible, too.
I'm going to say no. And the reason being, I think both lines of scrimmages for those teams are god-awful. What I saw for Florida State last night, they got pushed around by a bunch of Catholics. They interviewed Thomas Castellanos after the game. What do you do after a big win? He goes, I go to Boston College. I have to go to class tomorrow. Like, there was no nonsense there. You want to talk about so overrated. Go back 9-10 days, there were people on ESPN's College Game Day saying Florida State has unequivocally the best defensive line in college football. And I've watched 2 weeks in a row them get steamrolled. Florida, and Crowder, this is not me just because you're my boy. I think Florida is light years better than Florida State right now. Florida State is a dysfunctional mess. And I asked this on our show this morning, something for you guys to chew on. If you have a culture where guys quit after 13-0 because you didn't get your way, we didn't make the playoffs, so now we're going to quit the bowl game, how in the hell is Mike Norvell going to keep that team together when you're 0-2 and your season's over with before the first damn coaches poll came out? The coaches poll didn't come out today, and their season is over with. How does he keep that culture together? That's the difference between the two. I think Billy Napier and injury may force his hand a little bit. If you put DJ Lagway in there, I saw things at the end of that game. I know it was garbage time. The kid looks like he can play and can be a difference maker. And I saw some pieces at Florida. Wide receiver, they're pretty good. Montrell Johnson could obviously run it. I think they're better than Florida State. But those two schools together ain't beating Miami right now.
By the way, speaking of the polls, so the AP poll came out and Miami's number 12. And John Ruth at the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, he just texted me, Canes are ranked number 10 in the Football Writers Association Super 16 poll. So did the Canes put college football on notice Saturday? Like, it's hard to have seen that game and not believe that the Canes might have something special this season.
Yeah, they absolutely did. You know, 2017, how many times did we win? And it was, you know, you win on a last-second catch in a field. And it was an awesome year. But outside of the Notre Dame game and maybe Virginia Tech, there was never any moments that you just felt like they were head and shoulders better than their opponent. I think Miami could have scored 65 on Saturday if they really wanted to keep their foot on the gas in the third and the fourth quarter. Once it got to 38-10, it was cruise control. We're going to kind of just get this game out of there. You missed a touchdown with Xavier Restrepo. Borregales, I couldn't tell. I thought the ball was right down the middle. It lets me know I probably need contacts or Lasix or something at this point. He missed a field goal. That's 10 points right there that are off the board. You know, that gets you into 50 to begin with. So I think they did put college football on notice. You don't have 7 million people watching a game, and I get it. Some folks are going to say Florida's that bad. I think it was a combination of Florida may not be that good, but I think Miami is that good, and the notice was sent. They're going to be favored in every single game the rest of the year. every single one, road games included. And now suddenly the Georgia Tech win over FSU, and I like Tech. Brent Key's my dude up here. But you wonder, was that more FSU not being as good as we thought they were? Miami should be favored in every one, and people are going to start taking notice and really start talking about the question that we never want to answer, is Miami, and I'm not going to say the final word, because until they're in the title game, they're not at that spot yet.
And you speak about, like, Tech, we were talking about earlier, V-Tech's going to be a tough game. Georgia Tech, you said, you know, they kind of turned that around. Are those the two ACC teams that have a chance to beat them? And does anybody scare you in there in the rest of their games? They play Cal in California. That might be a tough thing with the travel. Any of those games scare you?
If they play like they did Saturday, no. But this will go back to kind of Hawk's question earlier. Was it enough for Mario? Can you find a way to keep your team up when the name on the side of the helmet isn't Florida or Florida State? Because you think these kids are going to be sky high for Virginia Tech. It's a Friday night nationally televised game. They're going to be sky high coming to Atlanta, especially if GT is sitting at 6-2 or 7-1. They'll probably be sky high for Louisville on the road, a team that beat them last year and was talking a whole lot of mess. Don Chaney's up there. Maybe you want to get some get back. But can you keep it together when you travel to Cal? Probably going to be a sleepy sard out there. You're traveling across country. Who knows? Can you keep it together when you go up to Syracuse? They've got a pretty legit quarterback in Kyle McCord who transferred from Ohio State. Do they scare me? No. I'm more afraid of Miami and what the mentality is for them when they walk on the field to a Saturday. I think it's Miami and Clemson in the ACC championship game. I looked at Clemson's schedule. It's absolutely laughable. It might even be worse than who Miami plays. And they're going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card because getting your ass kicked by Georgia this year just means you lost the game and you can still control your destiny. I think it's Miami and Clemson in the ACC title game, and Miami's better than Clemson. And it simply comes down to Cam Ward is a hell of a lot better than Cade Klubnik.
Hey, John, going back to you being at the Swamp, I'm not sure if you've seen all this chatter that I'm seeing, but since you were there Saturday, man, I'm hearing that Pitbull Stadium will be a tougher place to play than the Swamp this year.
I will tell you, overrated. It's overrated. Sorry, Crowder. It was not loud, John, even at kickoff.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
It wasn't loud. It's metal bleacher dump. First of all, the metal bleachers, whoever put that, like, this is where a normal sized human being's butt should be, they need to reevaluate, because we were crammed in there like sardines. It was hot as you know what. The concession area is terrible. I had some guy go, I'd rather it be on campus. I don't give a damn. I'm a 49-year-old. I'm not walking back to my dorm room. I'm getting in my car and going to a hotel. I'd rather enjoy amenities. I like chair backs. I like this thing called club level when at halftime it's 97 degrees. I can walk into air condition. I probably lost 15 pounds on Saturday. It's the hottest game I've ever been to. I'll never go back to that place. And it's no longer the Swamp because we drained the Swamp. It is now the Dump because that's exactly what it was.
Ben Hill Griffin is rolling over in his grave how you speak about this wonderful establishment, John. What? How dare you? He was a legislator.
That's great. He needs to legislate for some chair backs. He needs to legislate for something. Holy cow.
I mean, Cam Ward said that he's played at stadiums that were much louder than that. So I don't know all this hoo-ha that you've been talking leading up to this game, bro. Crowder. But I'm glad John Michaels is here to set it straight.
We're not back. John said it. We're not nasty fans, but we are cocky fans. Maybe the cockiness wasn't there because we knew Graham Mertz was going to put up 60-yard passing in the first damn half.
Here's the thing. I was expecting deafening. Like, I've been to Seattle for a Seahawks game, you know, when I worked with the Falcons down on the field. I couldn't hear myself think. I had the headsets that I wear down on the sideline, full blast. Like, I probably lost hearing being down there, and I could hardly hear our play-by-play guy. This game, I was just having a regular conversation with people around me, and it never felt intimidating. Clemson is infinitely louder. Doak Campbell Stadium, infinitely louder. And maybe it was the team's not very good, but those people were not loud, and if they were loud, they weren't loud for very long.
I mean,
they were just
the brutal. Losses continue to pile up on you, Crowder.
They just had a fruit bruise. They just.
Anyway, I'm glad you were there, John. I'm glad that it worked out exactly the way we had envisioned. I mean, this could have gone. We've We've been through enough hurricanes, seasons, and games to know that the outcome is not always what we think it's going to be. And this one was all that and more. And like you said, they don't have the toughest schedule in the world. This could be a really special season. You make a great point, though. Can they maintain that against teams that, you know, you're not amped up because it's such a huge, you know, nationally televised game? That'll be the, I think, the only question remaining, because if Cam Ward stays healthy, holy hell, do we have a quarterback.
Absolutely. And I had a lot of people at the Caneswear party come up and go, "We got to hear you on Hawk and Crowder coming up on Tuesday when we win." I said, don't believe me. I said, when we win, I said, it'll probably be a 2:30 appointment because I just know how your show works. And I said, I can't wait to be on there.
Y'all are worried about getting excited for games. We won't be able to field a team here in about a month and a half. Goodness gracious.
Man, it does. John, am I lying? It feels so good to be a Miami Hurricanes football fan right now with what FSU did last night and the week before and the way Florida looked. Like, I mean, it feels like it just is ours now. Like, the entire state of Florida's football eyes can just put them on the Hurricanes and sit back, relax, and watch.
Here's the thing. I don't know that social media is really ready for Miami to be, like, legit good. We have had 20 years of pent-up frustration waiting to burst through social media. I mean, I had to hold back. I had Florida State's fan tell me how classless I was when I was laughing at him for losing to Georgia Tech. I said, you guys cried like some baby back biatches all off season about being in the college football playoffs and this, that, and the other. And now you reap what you sow. Because you know what? Teams in the ACC that haven't sued their conference are like 15-1. Teams that have sued their conference, including Clemson, are 0-3. It feels great. I walked in the gym yesterday with my Miami shirt on. I had my chest out, and I did my set of curls, and I did some leg presses, and I was just looking at people going, I wish you would. I wish you would walk by me today, because these boys are ready to play.
Perfect. John Michaels. Follow him on Twitter for all his Hurricanes takes throughout the season. John Michaels U on Twitter. And you hear him every morning, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Thank you, John.
Anytime, guys.
No Falcons talk, Crowder. Stop.
John ain't doing no damn leg press.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.